Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, you're here with another episode of Checkpoint Intimates, your weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic. My name is Elliot, and this week I'm joined by kind of a special guest.
I don't want to say a semi-regular, but I mean, I'm in town probably every 2 or 3 months, and every single time I'm in town, I'm like, you want me on Checkpoint? And the answer is typically, yeah. Come talk trash.
So we're here with Jack from Zed Games, from up in Queensland, typically, home station. Down here in Melbourne, which is awesome because we get a bit of his expertise every time he comes down. And this week, we kind of wanted to do a bit of comparison, go a little bit meta, talk about the actual content that goes behind the creation of some of these programs. So Checkpoint on my behalf and Zed Games on your behalf, Jack. And talk about like what it is to create kind of content in the modern day for video gamers and just looking at the differences between us and taking a little bit of a meta deep dive into the topic. Now, obviously, there's a whole bunch of different kind of content creators out there for video games, whether that's Twitch streaming, keeps
getting bigger and bigger.
Whether that's YouTube Let's Plays, whether that's a radio program like Checkpoint, or whether that's like more of your social media or news outlets, or there's so many different things.
It just
keeps
getting out of control. And so it's, I think from a like a project perspective, because obviously this is all passion project. Like, we don't get into talking about gaming on the radio because, there's big bucks in that.
No, we do it because we like to do it.
There's a passion there, right? And so it's like, okay, well, what do you want to achieve in doing this, right? And I think you need to be realistic about the kind of scope you set on yourself. It's like, you want to make good gaming content and talk about games and talk about communities because we're on community radio, right?
Yes.
But you also only have so many people and so many hours to dedicate to this. I wanted to ask you about the written side of stuff because Zed Games is very different on this topic specifically, where we don't do any written content.
Yeah.
There's no, with the exception of news, which is pre-recorded, everything else is live. We just do it live.
We go it live.
Checkpoint is very much not that, right?
Yeah, so it's cool that we do have these two different focuses, which I think is important just as a general rule.
Yeah.
Obviously, if everybody is a cookie cutter of each other, you're not getting much variety there. So yes, Checkpoint, we do have a focus on a lot of written content alongside our radio and podcasting. And it does feel like we have taken on, I guess, like a more traditional media approach to video game content coverage.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is, to be honest, reactionary to the content that is so prolific these days, your kind of YouTube, Twitch, social media stuff, whatever. And it's really good content, potentially, but there's also so much trash and garbage out there that you see the old school style of things and you get attached to it and you're like, well, this is more meaningful I want to hold on to that.
There'd be some sort of attachment. From like everyone on the team being like, oh, well, I mean, I love reading sort of like maybe print magazines or websites that put out really, really interesting reporting on the industry.
Yeah.
That's, I imagine, was a big part of why you decided to kind of do it that way.
Also, and for anybody, here's an episode kind of dedicated for anybody who has reached out to us in the past being like, how do you do it? How do you make a name for yourself in gaming coverage? How do you start your journey here? Ooh. This is really a good episode for you guys to listen to because one of the answers I'll give to that, which is also an answer I'm giving to you, Jack, about why we do written coverage, is because I think you should do what you're good at.
Yeah.
Do what you're passionate about, but also what you're good at. I can say, and I don't really care how egotistical I sound here, but I'm pretty freaking good at written content.
Yeah.
Like, it's natural to me. I always was good at it. I was always good at the English language. I was always good at that side of things. You know what I don't think I'm good at? Video editing. I think I'm terrible at it. And so why would I, you know, compromise, section myself off into a category of things that I don't think I can excel at? I know for a fact there is still a huge audience of people out there who enjoy written content.
Yes.
And why wouldn't I try to provide something for those people? Especially if I think there are people who aren't being catered to. Because here at Checkpoint, we are, we have our own niche. We have the kind of Australian demographic and the queer demographic who kind of, you know, have found us because we are a voice for diversity that other places don't provide. You yourself might have a totally different outlook on the audience you want to reach and what you're good at, and therefore you do different content.
It's really, really difficult. Like, our home station is 4ZZZ, and we're based in Brisbane, and I mean, we don't have as much of a, I guess, a clearly defined audience as far as like the queer community or trying to give a voice to the queer community. We've always tried to be much more of a youth station, but when you actually see the people at 3ZZZ, you really have such a grab bag of people from all across Brisbane. As a result, my involvement with Zed Games has meant that I've very much siloed the program from a lot of what else happens at 3ZZZ.
Sure.
Obviously, a big part of that comes down to the fact that we're a magazine-style show, right? Like, you have reviews and news discussion and reports and all of this on a station that prides itself on new music. There's a bit of a disconnect there. A
little bit.
So we do try and stick to what the station asks of us as far as like trying to agitate, educate, organize. A big part of that is making sure that we do put forward new music, local artists, female music if we can. Because of the nature of the video game sort of space, it can be difficult to try and find always new music to play on radio.
Yes.
That said, we do try and get as many female artists on the show as possible, because even if there aren't that many female artists out there, we think that it's important. I mean, it's well known that this industry has a problem with gender diversity.
Yeah.
It's not...
Are we talking about the music industry or the gaming industry?
Sorry, the games... Well, probably both.
Either,
yeah.
To be honest. Like, you hear reports about, like, the kind of divide between male and female when you go to, a concert or something like that, or a festival.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you can see the divide there. You can see the divide in gaming. I can speak to it firsthand. Like, if this show is a peek behind the curtains, I'm going to give it to you because, you know, we get all the metrics on, you know, female versus male audience. Mm. We can see, like, even just speaking about who reaches out to us and who emails Checkpoint, who messages Checkpoint, asking us questions or just interacting with us or even sending their resume and say, hey, I want to be involved in this. Yeah. The fact of the matter is, fairly recently, we put out a call out for female kind of writers and contributors to help join the Checkpoint team because it was an area we were lacking. And it's not an area, I don't like to believe it's an area we're lacking because we're not willing to find the audience. It's because the audience wasn't finding us.
Yeah.
And there is this divide between the genders and diversity in other areas as well. That needs to be addressed, and it comes down to a deep social issues and all these problems.
That was a big part of like what I was doing with Zed Games. Like before I took over late last year, we had the vast majority of content from male contributors. It was three boys in a studio talking about radio. I don't want to make the footy show of video games.
No,
that's not the goal. When I ended up taking over, I was very quickly like, we need to fix this problem now. I'm not here to make a sausage fest. Since then, in the last 2 months, we've gone from almost zero female content to over 2/3 female content. And that's not setting any quotas. It's just like, I want people on, the best people that I can get, that get along, make sure the culture's fine, make sure that the infrastructure's there to support the people making the show.
Yep.
And they feel comfortable doing that. Because the reality was, previously, they weren't comfortable with some of the staff that were on the show. Fortunately, we fixed that. And now we're in a position where we're making awesome content that hopefully, we hope, that a greater diversity of people can appreciate as opposed to just the boys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you start sectioning yourself off for those things, then you're removing potential consumers.
Exactly.
And alienating people, and that sucks.
Yeah.
It takes a bit of extra effort to make sure that what you're doing is, you know, catering to enough people and really not alienating any audience members, hopefully. But obviously, every place has its niche and every place has its own consumers. And I guess part of you has to be able to adapt and listen to that. So, for instance, if we had a lot of feedback that people wanted to see more of our faces or see more video content and stuff like that, you know, I can sit back in my chair and say, well, I don't like video because I'm bad at video editing.
Yeah.
Sure, you can do that, but also listen to your consumers because maybe they have, a point of difference and more interested to see other content. And honestly, speaking on that, that's allowed us to, you know, get other people into a position within Checkpoint where they can and do have those talents and can make up for the lack of talent that I might have, right? Or any other members of the team might have. But obviously, spreading yourself too thin is also
another
issue.
It's such a big problem,
And this is kind of... this is where it boils down to for content creators. Most of them will find their niche, they'll pick what they're good at, and they'll find their audience there. Mm. And as soon as you branch out into too many territories, you're going to kind of, like, you know, dampen your own content, yeah, potentially, and burn out because you're doing too many things. Your fingers are in too many pots. And
that was my experience. Like, it wasn't just with Zed Games. I was across three different outlets at that point in time,
yeah,
plus day job crap.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a lot.
It was, yeah, it was too much. And I did that for almost 2 years. It wasn't healthy. At a certain point, you realize, okay, cool, these are my strengths, these are my weaknesses. I think that it's absolutely reasonable to go, I want to try and work on improving or making up for these weaknesses,
yep,
and utilizing the strengths. And working with a team like we do means that we've got a grab bag of different bits of expertise, right?
Yeah.
Like, I might be good at video editing, but Adrian, for instance, on Zed Games, he has a history working with Another Castle and Aussie Nintendo, these websites that were around for ages. It was a while ago now, but he's also got experience in commercial broadcast. So I try and make sure that we give different people the opportunity to do the stuff they're really passionate about and the stuff they're good at. Like, at this point, Millie's doing stuff that's basically like true crime for video game radio. Like, it's real weird. Like, she just tells scary stories and I'm like, I don't know what's happening with this show anymore.
But sounds phenomenal.
We make sure that the infrastructure's in place to give people the tools to make weird, like, to get curious and make weird crap,
yeah,
because it might not be super polished to begin with, but you need to start somewhere.
And on that note, I'd have to give a massive shout out to, you know, Luke and Cam and Edie, yeah, and everybody else who are a big part of the Checkpoint team, mm, who are capable of doing things that I know I can't. Luke introduced me to radio broadcast. Mm. I wouldn't be here without him. Cameron is amazing with design and stuff like that. Mm. And it's our powers combined kind of situation, which is kind of what makes this so cool, but also so scary.
Yeah.
Jack, I have a question. I want you to be super honest,
okay,
with me.
Okay, sure.
Do you think that as far as games media and games coverage, mm, is radio a dying genre? Should we be jumping on the bandwagon of online content? Or is written content even a dying media? Like, are we in a really bad state here at Checkpoint?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I think, like,
I'm so glad you answered
that way. And it's like, oh, what's your bias? You do video game radio? It's like, well, yeah, obviously. But I think that, I mean, when you're like talking about within the context of the gaming landscape, it's like, oh, is written content dying? Is radio dying? A podcast dying? Like, this is something that, as far as media consumption goes, written content is still massive, whether it's on websites or it's in newspapers, right?
Yep.
Like, as far as mainstream media coverage. Yeah, like, radio and podcasts are becoming more and more accessible thanks to technology moving forward and people just really getting better at making weird crap. Like, podcasts, I feel like at a certain point, you can be like, well, I mean, it's just kind of samey at a certain point, particularly within the video game space. There's so much derivative crap out there.
Oh, yeah.
Figuring out a technical point of difference as well as a creative and editorial point of difference means that you have... there's a point of difference there that you can say, hey, this is why you should pay attention to us and why people might end up being like, oh, hey, listen to this show that I do. Radio is unique in that we have a bunch of listeners that might not necessarily be invested in what we do. So the biggest difference in TV and radio broadcast that I've had to be mindful of is letting people come in at more of a base level instead, yeah, of just as much as it's like, oh, it's easy to just lean on
games,
oh,
can be
this game
jargon,
is like this, yeah,
games can be really like difficult to penetrate for people who aren't that aware of it,
mm,
and being able to lead people into the subject without scaring them off is a skill on its own,
yeah. And like when you're broadcasting out of Joy or out of 4ZZZ, like, there are so many people that have an affinity for the station but might not necessarily have an affinity for the announcer or for the show,
yeah.
And so you're in a position where you kind of need to account for them as well in the content you're producing. And that means that the content that we make is going to be very different from an IGN or a GameSpot, right? Like, we have a different goal that is going to be kind of difficult to nail down perfectly sometimes, though, because gaming radio is something that's not very common.
No, it isn't. And honestly, in some ways, we can't do this content by emulating others because it just doesn't work. Like, we have such a different audience, mm, that we need to figure that out ourselves. And honestly, in the early days of Checkpoint, one of the biggest kind of like critiques that helped form who we are is, A, you have to, as you said earlier, make sure that the audience who knows nothing about gaming is still entertained.
Yep.
And I love it every time we get an email or a message that says, I have no idea what you guys are talking about, but man, is it fun to listen to you. And it's like, yes!
You get those quite a lot.
But then the flip side of that is you dumb down your content too much, and the gamers who would listen to your show, specifically your show, because there are some people who will tune into Joy 94.9, which is the station we broadcast on, to listen to our show, and then we'll turn it off. And those people are fans in a way that, you know, is really meaningful to us. Like, we need to make sure those people still care and are passionate and are catered to. And so towing that line and finding that balance
is difficult,
but you got to make do and do what you do. And I don't know, I feel like we're there for the most part, and hopefully people reflect and respond to that. So yeah, you're right. We can't emulate IGN. We can't emulate GameSpot. We're different. We are a different entity and a different audience. And it's like, honestly, if you want another peek behind the curtains, every time I reach out to a video game publisher or a label, and I'm like, you know, I want to make a connection, or I want an interview, or I'm looking to get a review code for a video game, I hate it when they send me a form that's like, fill out your social media account and your website and your, you know, your Instagram here,
like,
and your YouTube account.
And you're like, I'm not an influencer.
And it's like, I can't fill out any of these checkboxes because my main audience is radio, which I can't even type into any of these fields. Like, it doesn't fit anywhere. So you know, you have to approach people differently because they don't expect you to exist, almost.
The thing is, as much as I'd like to say, it's changing. Like, the reality is we've had less gaming content in broadcast. Like, Good Game kind of ended in, I think it was 2015 or 16.
Yeah.
Good Game Spawn Point is there, but that's with a very, again, different set of goals.
It's a different audience.
I think that as far as TV broadcast goes, like, sure, there are a few community shows like Player Attack and New Game Plus, but it's like, it's not enough for them to really be like, okay, cool, we can just fit you into here. It is legacy media. Like, that's the reality. And as much as we'd love to have the same stats that a website would have, or sales numbers that a magazine seller would have, we don't have that a lot of the time. And because it's so different, we need to figure out, like, how to communicate with a lot of the partners we work with. Because we do speak with a lot of people in this industry.
And I think, honestly, this is a big benefit for us in running our website, is that we can start to do that kind of web content and run things separately to the radio, but also in conjunction, so that they help support each other, but they're still two different entities and can draw in two different audiences.
That gray area can help for sure.
It's weird because you're right. You think of traditional media here in Australia for gaming content, there's very few. There's so few. Like, you pointed out a couple of TV shows.
Yeah.
Some not, like Good Game, Rest in Peace. Yeah. You know, like, it doesn't always work out in our favor. So it really is about that passion that keeps driving things forward.
For what it's worth, it's not much better abroad. No. Like, there's not much gaming. In terms of mainstream broadcast, like, there are a few programs. There are maybe one or two stations that I can think of. I've had the opportunity to actually be on, like, a cable station that specializes in esports in the UK. The fact that that exists blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous.
But the flip side of that conversation is it depends where you are abroad.
Yeah.
If you're in Korea,
that's a different story. That's true.
Right? And if society is moving towards a more gaming accepted place, or if esports are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, there's no reason that Australia or other regions won't move in that direction too. Mm. And so that traditional media does find a really powerful outlet. Because right now, the benefit of kind of web content, YouTube, Twitch, whatever, is that you have a global audience.
Yeah.
You don't have that when you're a radio station broadcasting throughout Melbourne or Brisbane. Right?
Even though we do have a web rebroadcast, it's not really the same thing.
Yeah, it is a bit different.
Yeah.
So, content creation, it's this really interesting game, and
it's a bit of a mess for us.
And I think for all those people asking about how you get into it, don't emulate others. Like, be your own person. You can look at others for inspiration, but if you're doing the same thing as another person,
I'll just
watch the other person. And I think that's part of the reason why there are so many people who now want to be YouTubers or Twitch streamers, because they grow up and, you know, Twitch viewers are quite young on average, and they'll watch their favorite streamers and they'll want to be that. And I think it takes a certain level of maturity that you'll eventually reach where you realize, you know, I am my own person. I am not this Twitch streamer's personality. Yeah. And if I'm capable of presenting myself differently, then there are people who are going to find me because, you know, I am a point of difference.
It takes a while for you to kind of find your voice, for sure. Elliot.
Yes.
It is March, so we're still very early in 2019.
It is March. Correct.
I'm like, it's not February. We've already, like, I can't keep track anymore. Like, summer good riddance, but like, oh my God, it's March already.
Yeah.
You've been doing this on Checkpoint for a year or two?
Me personally, over 2 years.
2 years. In your mind, and I'm putting you on the spot a little bit here, what are you excited to work on over the course of the next year?
I mean, for us, we're always excited to look at the future and see how we can improve and make different and make better. One of the goals for us was to continue to reach out and get more different perspectives. So we've brought in a bunch of new people into Checkpoint who hopefully do have a different perspective. And our next goal in the next few weeks, in fact, is to get them into the studio to bring up topics we've never talked about and to be experts in fields that we possibly couldn't.
Right.
And to diversify ourselves even further. And I think that's just a short-term goal and something that's quite easily achievable. We had a developer in to talk about horror gaming very recently. We're looking to do a show about women in games really, really soon, and we've got some awesome people coming in to join us for that, an entire development team of women. So that's a way for us to diversify our voice and really move into new areas we haven't been able to before. I think just continuing to ride the bull and see where it takes us is also going to help a lot. The reality is you can kind of branch into new areas quite easily, but you got to make sure what you're moving away from, you're doing that correctly first.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't perfected the first thing, don't move on to the second thing.
Yeah, make sure that you're at a point where you're happy with the quality before you end up just diversifying, because otherwise you end up compromising across the board and
so for,
it's hard.
For instance, we've recorded a brand new intro for our show, for our radio program, which hopefully will debut quite soon. And that's just another way for us to iterate and continue to adapt and listen to feedback and go, you know what, this could be better.
Yeah.
This could be better. This could be better. And actually doing that.
Yeah.
On a personal level, I want to keep moving my tendrils around and seeing what's out there in the world, because I freaking love the games industry. And even the games industry here in Australia is just awesome, even though it's small. So just to keep making connections and talking to people just gives me so much life. So that's going to be my goal, I guess. Do you have particular goals for the year?
For Zed Games, it's kind of hard. Like, I'm very much wanting to, complete the kind of requirements of our grant, because we're fortunate enough to be a commission show by the Community Broadcasting Association.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that we fulfill our obligations as far as doing long-form reporting pieces. That is terrifying to me. I didn't even know until I took over the show at the beginning of this year. It's like, oh, by the way, so we're meant to have, like, two full, like, long-form reports? And I'm like, okay.
Sure.
So now I'm at the point now where I'm relying heavily on the connections that I've built in the industry so far, but also the contributor team that I'm working with on Zed Games, pulling together phenomenal content, so that way, in case we do end up lapsing in content 1 week or another week, we have a bank that we can rely on and pull from that. And so that way, we're not compromising on the week-to-week drudgery, which is one of the biggest struggles of TV and radio, that it's just like the ball's constantly moving and you're like, I can't stop to try and invest in this one idea.
You always
need to keep doing the regular stuff.
Yep.
And so to get the energy and the passion to do all that extra stuff as well is a big challenge. But I'm excited to get that stuff done. The games industry, I don't think we're going to see anything mind-blowing this year as far as games or... Not games. As far as like hardware or as far as, you know, incredible like innovation in the hardware or tech scenes, for gaming specifically, I'm not expecting anything mind-blowing. I think that great games are going to come out like they do every year. Next year is going to be really interesting with new consoles, because I'm convinced at this
I'm convinced
that they're coming.
Well, we all know they're coming. It's the specifics as to when.
Yeah, it's incredible that Sony and Microsoft want money.
What? No.
So, yeah, those are some of the goals that I have for Zed Games over the next year, for sure.
That's great. Jack, thank you for joining me. The time we have. I hope you guys appreciate this little meta look at Zed Games and Checkpoint, and just a look at the industry in general and content creation. We'd love to know what you enjoy about, like, kind of content creation as a whole. Thanks for listening, and definitely join us next week when we jump into more intimate goodness topics. Jack, you got to get back to Queensland, though.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit like that.
No, thank you.
Anyway, bye, guys.
Bye.